This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We continue in Mishneh Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Vav. We're up to Sif Dalet. We're up learning Simen Vav, Sif Dalet. Yesh noyagim, there are those who have a custom, sha'achar shabirech echad berchus ha'shachar v'anu achrav amein, that after one person made berchus ha'shachar and they answer amein, choyzer echad mei ha'oinim amein u'mavarech v'oinim achrav amein. So then he goes, he says the brachas and they say amein after him. V'chaseidar ze oisin kol oisam sha'anu amein tchila. And in this order and this arrangement, all those who answer amein do as well. Basically, everyone takes turns saying the brachas and answering amen. Is this a good custom? Is this not a good custom? Should we stop it? Ve'in la'ar aleim. Don't protest. V'leimer shekvar yatsu ba'amen sha'anu t'chila. Don't say, well, they already yotze the brachas when they answer amen the first time. So for them to go and repeat the brachas ha'shachar, it's a brachal v'ato, brachas she'na tzricha. First of all, the one making the bracha doesn't have in mind to moitzi them. Even if he has in mind to moitzi them, they're mechave not to be yoitze, and therefore it is not lemoisar. And once they're allowed to make the bracha, it's a good practice for everyone to say amen. Now, it's interesting. It sure doesn't sound like lechachila, this is the best thing to do. Why? You would think the Mechaber should say that you should do this because we know Amen is a very good thing. The Arizal even says Tzaddik is Rosh Tevois. 90 Amenim, 4 Kedushas, 10 Kadeshim, 100 Brachos. But the Mechaber does not say that, you know, this is recommended practice. He just says don't stop it. Which is interesting. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah of Kanya Gemara. Yesh Noyag V'Chav Benosim Hu Kedei Shiyashim Kol Echad Ad Sadi Amin Liyoy. The Kavana is so that everyone gets 90 Amins a day, like we mentioned. V'ayim B'Shari Tshuva Sheish Mefak V'kin B'zeh. Look in the Shari Tshuva that some people question this. Some people question this custom. What's the question? Not sure. Uva tshuva me'ava hella to the dan shenogim shloilotzes berachas hashas ukuliyam motelasas came. The tshuva me'ava says that according to us, that the minhag is we're never yotze with the bracha the shatz. Our shatz is just basically a figurehead. You know, he's not being moitzi anyone. So according to everyone, it's permitted to do this. Uva primagadim kasev deroy ata shloi loymar b'kol ram ki im hashatz. Ayin Sham. Interesting, Prima Gadim says that nowadays nobody should say the brachas out loud except for the Sheikh Tzibur. Alkein komakum amakum yasik vim in hagash kol echad yeshloi amilas meich. So it's very interesting, Prima Gadim says that even though in many shuls you have this guy, oh, say it out loud, say it out loud, say it out loud. No. Prima Gadim says you should not do that. Only one person. Prima Gadim says that only the Shatz say that. Why? And therefore, everyone should follow their particular custom. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says later on that the minhag is that everyone makes the bracha by themselves. And the Shatz is not moitzi anybody. So he's saying it just to, just sort of as a leader. But it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is not l'chadchila endorsing the sort of new custom where people gather together and everybody says Berachos HaShachar out loud. Even though, you know, they have the video of Reb Chaim Knievsky and his wife. Okay, you could do it privately. Very nice. But they didn't do it in shul. You know, Reb Chaim didn't say, after the guy said Berachos HaShachar in Letterman's, Reb Chaim didn't get up and then say his own Berachos HaShachar. So it seems like there's some reason that not everybody should do this. What would that reason be? I'm not sure. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yadal Shekvar Yatsu. meaning don't say they're ready yoitzi. Belavush mashin yachal hoitzi berchus Hashem pachas me'asara. Belavush is mashma. Another interesting thing that you cannot be moitzi berchus Hashachad less than 10. Vayim prim gan sound the besoif dvar v'lomer the dafka babaki ain moitzi berchus me'asara. Dafka abaki. Avo b'shein baki ain sara chasara afla halavush. The levush is talking about abaki. Now, what do you do, let's say Shavuos morning, where you need to be moitzi somebody because they're mesupik, whether they're yoitzei, whether they're chayiv in the bracha or not? So in this case, they're not a enoy baki, they're a baki, it's just they can't make the bracha. So do we say that someone who is, let's say, chayiv to hear from others is like eno baki and you don't need a minyan? Or is there, l'chachila, you should try to get a minyan, it sounds like you should try to get a minyan. In other words, l'chad chila, Shavuos morning, it's best to try to get a minyan, to be moitzi other people, b'berchas ha-shachar. Okay, Siv Zayin. Din levarech berchas asher yatzar, Simen Zayin. Din levarech berchas asher yatzar, kol hayom achar tos mayim. Is there a shot clock on asher yatzar? Person went to the bathroom, he forgot to make asher yatzar, and he wakes up 9 hours later, and he wants to know, could he make Berchus HaShachar? So it says in Mechaber, Kol Ayoyim, Kesha'oysa Tzrachav, Ben Ketam Megdoilem, Mevarech Asher Yotzar, V'loy Anatiyas Yadayim. The whole day, when a person goes to the bathroom, whether Ketanim or Gedoilem, he says an Asher Yotzar, he does not say Anatiyas Yadayim, even if Af Imroitza Lomoy Del Salmiyad, even if he wants to learn or daven right away. Let's see one Mishnah Berurah. Mevarech. Even if a lot of time elapsed after going to the bathroom, and afilu hachi chayiv levarch, he still has to make the bracha. However, lechatchilo the dershu brings, it is correct to be zar to say asher yatzar immediately after you go to the bathroom, because you might have to go again. Now, what does a person do if they need to wash Netilas Yadayim after they go to the bathroom? So, it's a big question. You know, what do you do first? The person comes out of the bathroom, they have to wash Netilas Yadayim. So, what are you going to do? You're going to wash Netilas Yadayim first, and then eat bread, and then Asher Yatzar? You're delaying the Asher Yatzar. You're going to wash Asher Yatzar first, but then you'll be hard-pressed to make a Netilas Yadayim because your hands are already clean. So, basically, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you wash your hands with less than a revius. You wash your hands just to clean them, but not in a way that they're clean for bread. And then you make the asher yatzar, then you wash them fully for netilas yadayim. Interesting shaila. Let's say somebody went to the bathroom when they were an oinein, and they were pater from brachos. And then there's a kavura. Do you make an asher yatzar after the kavura? The bir halacha brings in siman ayin aleph that yes, you do make a asher yatzar. Even though you would think, why should you make an asher yatzar? You were putter at the time, so why would the chiyuv come back? So the reason is, the Prima Gadim says that every time you make a bracha, you can't make a bracha right after you go to the bathroom anyway. In other words, when a person comes out of the bathroom, they're not able, even then they're not able to make a bracha when they're not an oinein. They're only able to make a bracha when you wash your hands. And you already anyway passed kedei dibor. So therefore they were masakein that the bracha goes the whole day. In other words, there's something different about asher yatzar than any other bracha. All other brachas, they're masakein immediately. But asher yatzar was enacted in a way where you don't make the bracha immediately upon coming out of the bathroom. The zman is kol hayom, and therefore if a person was an oinein in the beginning of the day, it would not exempt them from making the asher yatzar later after the kvura. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Shkoyach. So, anybody have a svara? Why? What would be wrong with everybody making their own berchus ha-shachar? What's the issue with that?
The Prima Golem says something. That's who he brings, is bringing the source of the not to do it.
No? So the guy in the shtibul who says, Tei Da'al Ha'Seira, we need to remove him.
No, but I don't see comes good, Gimel.
He says, whatever you do.
No. Okay, Kolmo,
Yeah, but again, if the minhag of the place is not to, and some guy wants to do it, so we tell him, bug off.
Yeah, that's right. The minhag is not to. What do you mean our minhag is not to because nobody does it?
Well, the Prima Gadim says Roy Shaloy Loimar.
Right. I'm trying to find it. I don't see where it says it.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.